The final month of the year begins December 1st with an 8 universal date, which is such a great energy infusion. It is all about taking charge of your life. 1 and 8 are two of the three leadership numbers, where 1 is taking your original ideas, moving forward fearlessly, and having a lot of forward momentum, new beginnings, and 8 is the take charge, be in leadership, be in a place of confidence, have your big vision unfold, delegate that big vision, and focus on the energy exchange between you and the universe, which translates not only through frequency, but also through money, which is a form of frequency. So 8 definitely is connected to financial flow. So set your new abundance intentions today for the month and focus on whatever leadership goals you have, because they will be activated just by virtue of setting those intentions. And then you'll see how your action translates quickly into prosperous outcomes this month. This fresh energy surge easily sweeps away old beliefs. It heightens your confidence. And so being bold today allows you to naturally activate magnificent opportunities to flow towards you. So your original ideas are easily manifested, and what you act on today leaves a long-term impact, because the number 8 is the infinity number. So it reaches into infinite time, into timelessness. Now in the heavens, the moon squares Neptune, so you feel a little bit more sensitive today, and you may question reality. So you may have a dreamlike sensation that can cause a veil or create a veil that prevents you from seeing things clearly. So it's important on a day where Neptune squares the moon to focus on what your intuition is saying, what your sensory perception is saying. And that will allow you to stay grounded, and it will add a lot of spiritual protection, because as you know, when you tune in to your third eye, to your extrasensory perception, your intuition, you are always protected. You're always given the means by which to move forward easily and make decisions that are for everyone's highest good. And you may need a little bit of extra time to rest or a nap today. Neptune has a way of wanting you to get in touch with your sleep state, your dreams. It enhances your creative energy, and so you want to make sure you're fully rested, because your imagination will take off today. And one other way, if you don't want to sleep or need to sleep, is to listen to something very beautiful, beautiful music or a meditation, or engage with beautiful art. And that will soothe any frayed nerves that may come up during the day. Mystical experiences tend to be strong during Moon square Neptune. And if you want to restore your body, because it is an 8 universal date, so there is a sense of re-energizing, then you can maintain that harmony by maybe lying down outside, if you can get outside during this time, or getting in touch with just the universe by closing your eyes and breathing deeply and taking that time to rest your soul. Then on the 2nd of December, we have a 9 universal date, and these two numbers are very, very sensitive. They're more about taking a time out to connect with others. So it celebrates compassion, rejuvenation, rest. Close relationships require your attention. Something may be culminating or coming to a conclusion, because 9 is about endings. And so you want to listen closely today before you say anything or write anything. Create that space for inspiration to flow first, and act only if prompted to do so. Right? So you're receiving tremendous wisdom today. And this is truly a time to focus on peace. Allow that to infuse your heart. Have harmony around you. don't have anything that is jarring or sounds that interfere with the beautiful sensitivity of the day, and be sure to seek out beauty. Now, the moon sextile Uranus adds a whole different flavor to the day because this is a wonderful invitation to just trust your inner genius, move forward, shift into non-attachment, follow your instinct, take a risk, take the opportunities that come your way to upgrade in all pertinent areas of your life. This is about invention. And so the numerology code allows you to get to that place of inspiration and listening. And then Uranus comes in with the moon and allows that curiosity to just hand you those answers, those insights that you've maybe were seeking for a while. So Uranus helps you suddenly uncover a critical missing link that connects the dots for you. And you're more open to sharing your feelings that maybe you've withheld before now. So it's also a good time to release habits, old paradigms that you've known are not really working for you anymore, and you can replace them now with newfound wisdom and enthusiasm to act on that wisdom. Now, on December 3rd, we have a code that adds up to 10. 3 and 10 are very expressive, creative, filled with fun, forward momentum, new beginnings. And when the number 3 and 1 combine in your imagination, and your ingenuity, there is such a great almost explosion of feeling like you're at the on the top of the world. It is blissful. It allows fresh ideas to flow. You can communicate so easily to many people. You can lead with confidence. You can speak with fearlessness. There's a wonderful sense of happiness that spurs you to move forward and share that joy. It's very optimistic, proactive energy. Lots of opportunities can appear for you today. And so it's a wonderful time to begin a new creative endeavor, a new project, or immerse yourself in something that inspires you to the core. What you focus on today manifests rapidly. Now, the moon trines Neptune and squares Mars today. And so your psychic abilities are very strong with Neptune. You're very in tune with the delicate, sweet, spiritual energy. Your dreams may intensify. You feel you can receive wonderful insights and mystical experiences. And the square to Mars from the moon gives you that focus and direction. The only thing to guard against for these few hours today, because the moon moves very, very rapidly, is to guard against emotional aggression or impatience. This is really highly creative energy. So channel that energy into an ambitious project. You can make a lot of progress today. You may feel impulsive, so be patient and be very conscious of your goals because you can move ahead very quickly. Then on Friday, the 4th of December, we have the number 11 activated as the universal date. So today you're walking through that 11 portal of present moment awareness into a sense of security, grounding, peace, natural order. When 4 is merged with the number 2, 11 reduced to 2, your focus is turned towards manifesting accomplishment through diplomacy and harmony. Now, your family and relationships are very important today with the number 11. They require your attention, and your home, through the number 4, may need to be reorganized, cleared of clutter. There is a sense of security that you want to establish today, and that security brings you peace. And in essence, you're laying a foundation for new seeds to be sown and tended to. So you want to connect with nature today. You want to walk barefoot on the earth if you can, if you live somewhere where you can do that, and just appreciate the incredible cosmic awakening that is sweeping the earth at this time. Now, Mercury trines Chiron today. Very powerful healing energy is activated with this transit. You can recall and communicate with tremendous healing power, and you're basically learning to read the energy of ancient wisdom. You're learning to work with healing as an energy source. So you want to listen to your intuition and share what discoveries you are having because of Mercury in written or verbal form. And then you also have an ability to counsel and nurture others with a lot of love and wisdom and focus and awakening energy that is really exponentially activated. And your life as a healer is made more visible to the world. Now, healer is not just hands-on healing or Reiki or administering a nutritional or herbal or crystals. It is truly energy that is available to everyone. It is in how you do things. And today that message is very, very clear. And you can literally vocalize it, write about it, communicate it in any way that you choose. And this will last for a couple of days. This is a really wonderful awakening of everyone's inner healer. And on Saturday, the 5th of December, we have a very creative code, the number 5 and the number 12. Now, 12 reduces to 3, and 5 and 3 are the two numbers that sit on a rocker at the bottom. So it's very changeable, movable, active energy. So you want to explore, take a risk, make quick decisions. Your creativity is magnified. Immerse yourself in that creativity, in your imagination. It's a social day, a romantic day. Great for a date night with your lover, gathering with friends. The energy is really flowing today, so be completely open to changing your plans. Be flexible today. That's really the key. Immerse yourself in things that feel happy, that bring pleasure, that liberate you from worry. The number 12 is about learning. So remember, we are all eternal students. And today there will be something that you learn about yourself. And it most likely will encompass setting you free, liberating yourself from something, from stuck energy. Now, Venus trines Neptune in Pisces today, and that makes it, again, very romantic. So it's beautiful for connecting with your intimate partner. In any case, you feel artistic, you feel creative, you want to daydream, you want to tune into your imagination. Your love life is filled with tenderness, and that goes for platonic as well. You know, if you're with somebody, a friend or a child or whoever it may be, it's such sweet, lovely energy, warm energy, beautiful spiritual connections are made today with Venus and Neptune. And it covers beautiful art and music as well. So engage in that. Sunday, the 6th of December, we have the 13-4 activated in the universal date. 13 is the universal number of the divine feminine. 6 is the number of love, especially maternal love. And so this is an incredible day for love and family. 6 nurtures, 13 empowers through change and sets you free by allowing you to accept the seasonal changes of life. 13 reduces to 4. It governs the 4 seasons, the 4 directions. 4 is the number of earth. It secures, it grounds. So you have responsibilities today and the discipline to succeed with great compassion. Being in a state of harmony, staying organized, will inspire you to simplify your life. And you also look at your principles, your values. They will shift. They can deepen today. Focus on personal growth. Focus on practical manifestation. This is a day of hands-on helping and getting things in their place. So it's about dedicated, intentional work. And that will attract prosperity. 6 is a highly prosperous number. So allow that love for whatever you do to lead you, because your mind then will know exactly what to do. Now, the moon is quincunx Saturn and Jupiter, which are coming closer and closer together before their conjunction on December 21st. And so this is about, the moon is always about your feelings. Saturn is about taking things seriously. So making sure that you listen to how you feel and honor that and allowing that intuitive awareness to really speak through you. So release any guilt or fear regarding relationships. Take total responsibility for your well-being by stepping up, taking the lead. Your freedom of expression may feel dampened somewhat by the responsibilities you've taken on, and that also ties into the numerology code today. Work will take a front seat as you take on more and need to set boundaries on what is superfluous. Emotional commitment to your goals is important today in order not to get sidetracked by lack of direction, by distraction, or by a lack of confidence. Empowerment comes the more passionately engaged you are in the present moment. So tap into the excitement today. Tap into that drive that's generated by your core feelings. And since your responsibilities deepen, you want to be thorough, you want to be patient, you want your inner authority to awaken in your heart, and that will purge any fears you have about being visible. It will make having a quest for success feel natural today. So becoming more self-aware about where you are, who you are, these are very, very important questions as we move through the big shifts right now. The moon is quincunx Jupiter as well, and that brings joyous feelings of generosity. You feel more relaxed, open to share. You want to make sure you create boundaries to protect yourself emotionally. You will want to communicate with your heart and soul. And so as long as that communication, everything today must be infused with gratitude to be very, very generous. And that can be with your time, it can be with your words, with your hugs, whatever the case may be, it will be very, very valued today. Now, Monday, the 7th of December, is a day of the mind, and it's very intellectual, the code 7 and 14, 5. So this is about intellectual brainstorming, learning, bringing clarity to your message. And remember that 7 is the number for December. December this year is a 7 universal month. So we have a highly intuitive 7-7 code activated today. And so that means that inspiration, bringing heaven to earth, listening to silence, listening to nature, and then writing things down or speaking, because 14, the universal date, is the scribe, the messenger of inspiration and information. So it's important to write things down, also to move quickly, right, to not sit on any intuitive insights, and to take time to rest. So there's a paradox here. So you have this acute perception you need silence for, and then you also have this nudge to move quickly through your decisions. Your sentience, which is intuition through God consciousness, is very strong today. Introspection and new information inspire you to take a risk. Change and surprise may show up to open your mind to new possibilities. And overcoming fears results in wonderful clarity. And then we come to December 8th, which resonates to the number 15. So we have the infinity number merging with the spiritual alchemy number, and that gives you an ability to love with courage, to have magical outcomes arise as you allow your heart to guide you. It allows you to dedicate to your inner leader. 8 is the number of confidence. It generates financial flow. It generates abundance. It's a wonderful day to love your abundance goals into reality and to love generously to begin with, to feel the compassionate connection with others and your projects in a dynamic way. Your big vision gets a powerful boost today. So you have total confidence to joyfully and lovingly fulfill all your contracts. You feel strong and you feel happy. Now, the moon is trine to Jupiter and trine to Pluto. So Jupiter and Pluto are very close to each other in a conjunction. And with Jupiter and the moon, there's always this wonderful sense of joy and happiness that blend together to create this effortless sense of bliss. You just feel free to share your heart. You feel generous. You feel grateful. And gifts and advantages can show up for you because you are in such an enlightened state. You feel recognized at soul level, and wisdom and love in harmony always create happiness. It's a good day for negotiations. It's a good day to share your feelings with those who love you. And if you are somebody who's an entrepreneur, to share them with your followers. You feel magnetic, which boosts your career advancement. Now, the moon trine Pluto brings deep emotional insights. So today you're purging emotions to create deep healing. You have a greater strength of assertion. Emotionally, you just feel very empowered, very confident, and you're more sensitive. Heightened intuition and psychic perception are definitely on tap today. Feelings can transform and create a rebirth. You can be deeply moved, and you're in touch with your subconscious mind and want to get to the truth of the matter, getting to the root of your feelings in yourself and others. So your interactions, therefore, are very profound. And so you have this sense of your heart being engaged with everything, and that gives you great confidence and strength. So today is about leading from a place of passion and love.